Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Now, if you've ever watched a boxing match, I'm sure that you've heard this phrase repeated time and time again, as it was Michael Buffer, who was the announcer in the ring, who would always say before a fight began to the boxers and to the fans, let's get ready to rumble. Well, obviously, my friends and neighbors, we're not talking in business about physical fighting. However, being ready to rumble has a relevance in the business world because there are certain things that we've got to fight to maintain, fight to keep, fight to get. And yes, my friends and neighbors, if we're going to be successful in our endeavors, we must be ready at all times to rumble. We've got to fight to grow businesses from one level to the next. We've got to fight to build teams, and building business is a fight, and those who are the best at it are the ones who climb the highest, who go the furthest, who do the kinds of things that we admire and write about. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must all be ready to rumble. Well, how do I in business become prepared for the fight? Yes, the challenges that we're going to face every day, the proverbial mountains that we've got to climb. How do we become ready for that? Yes, it's not just the fight, but it's becoming ready for the fight that matters most. Let me give you just a few key components if you've got a little time. That first one is removing distractions. Removing distractions. That's anything that would hinder you in a battle. I saw a TV show one time where two women were in a restaurant and they were getting ready to fight. It was a comedy. And the woman began to take off her earrings, and she even removed her high heel shoes, and then she took off her wig. Yes, because she wanted to take away everything that could hinder her from winning that fight. Then you may see sometimes if two guys are getting ready to fight and they're in their jackets or what have you, they'll take off their jackets and they'll ask someone to hold their coat and they may unloosen their tie. All of these things are done because everyone agrees that you cannot fight when you're hindered. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's difficult to fight when you are hindered. By the same token, in business, we've got to remove those distractions that routinely hold us back. For some, it may be television or the internet and social media. For others, it may be family members and friends that are not going in the direction in which you want to go. And it's hard to get ready when those distractions exist. Think about it. When a boxer is getting ready to box, or all that boxer has on is shoes, boxing trunks, and gloves. That's it. They don't fight in anything else because too much will cause them to not to be distracted. And it may be something that could be used against them. In a wrestling match, all you see the wrestlers wearing is shoes and their wrestling trunks. That's it. Yes, my friends, that shows us the importance of removing distractions. And as it relates to business, it's important as well. So the question is, how do we get this done? I want you to consider these three I's. The first one is isolation. Practice every day spending quality time alone with no cell phone, no internet access, just you and your thoughts. To be able to communicate and meditate and contemplate within all the things that it is that you want to accomplish. Most people have yet to take the time to think about their goals, not just for the month or for the new year, for whatever the case may be, but even for that particular day. It's a great practice of just isolating yourself, staying away from other people so that you can learn then what you need to accomplish. You ever see it sometimes when a boxer gets ready to, before he gets ready to fight, he's sitting in a dressing room all by himself, might be shadow boxing, maybe running through the fight in his mind. That's his isolation time. Everyone that's successful in business spends quality time time in isolation. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to get off by yourself from time to time. Not just time to time, mind you, every single day. Then after isolation, there comes identification. Consider the source of your biggest challenges. Where is your problem? Who is your biggest distraction? What can you do today to get better? Identification is a process of being real with ourselves. It's us just understanding that there is a problem keeping us from achieving our greatest goals and desires, and that we've got to systematically remove that problem. So after isolation becomes identification, then after identification comes intensification. That word intensification, my friends, is just a process of getting serious about getting better. It comes from the word intensify. That simply means that I'm going to put a laser beam focus on getting better. You know it, when a person's getting ready to fight, the scientists say that their adrenaline increases and their heart rate increases, and everything they do at that time is magnified. Yes, my friends, by the same token, when we get into that intense mode, that means that we're simply getting serious about achieving our goals. And it's not a casual conversation. No, it's a focus. You can tell when a boxer getting ready to enter the ring, if you've ever seen them, they're walking down that long aisle, and the look on their face, they're not looking to the right, they're not looking to the left, they're focused, they're intense, they realize that this is their moment and this is their time. My friends and neighbors, do you recognize that this is your moment, that this is our time? Yes, my friends, we've got to get intense. That other way that we get ready for fighting, how do you get ready to rumble? That other component is we need a sparring partner. Yes, everyone needs a good sparring partner. I don't care if it's martial arts, if it's boxing, if whatever it is, you get a sparring partner, and that's someone who can help you by challenging you. That's the whole purpose of a sparring partner. You know, you don't want to just fight against the air. You need someone in front of you that you can hit. But it doesn't need to be just anybody. They need to have a few characteristics. That sparring partner needs to be bona fide. It's someone that has been through something and overcome something and accomplished something. Don't get a cupcake sparring partner. That's someone that will agree with everything you've got to say, that doesn't have any great experiences that they can draw on, that hasn't accomplished anything phenomenal in business. They're just in the ring with you, but they're not helping you get better. See, a sparring partner is someone bona fide. They've been through some trials and some challenges. They've climbed some mountains. They've overcome some obstacles. Yes, my friend, you need a bona fide sparring partner, somebody that can mix it up with you. They need to be bona fide and they need to be qualified. In other words, they have to possess your same goals, your philosophies, your characteristics, and your character. They've got to be the kind of person that you like going to battle with. They're helping you get better. That's the whole purpose of having a sparring partner, is they get you fit for the fight. And then finally, my friends and neighbors, in order to get ready to rumble, you've got to become comfortable getting hit. I mean, physically hit you. I mean, just with all their might. Most people have not ever had a fight, and those that did had their last fight in third, fourth, and fifth grade. You know, those were those fights where you draw a line and you might push somebody and it may be a little shoving back and forth. But in boxing and wrestling and in mixed martial arts, everyone that is good has to become comfortable getting hit. They can't be afraid to mix it up. They have to know what it's like to get hit square on the chin. They've got to know what it's like to bleed, to sweat, to swell, and to breathe hard. Why? Because then they discover that swelling goes down and that blood creates the scabs that heals a wound, that sweat dries and cools you off as it does, and that breathing hard is not the end of the world because you'll always catch your breath. Yes, my friends, we've got to get comfortable getting hit. In business, when we talk about getting hit, we're not speaking physically. We're talking about those instances, those moments, those times where you're challenged and deepen your resolve, where things don't go as you plan, and you've got to shift on a dime and come up with something new. When was the last time that you mixed it up, when you had to fight hard to maintain a client or a customer or a team member? When was the last time, my friends, you got hit and got hit well? I tell you, draw on that, because it's only going to make you a better fighter. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, and if you did, I encourage you to get Soft Skills certified through Success Training Institute. It will change how you grow your life and your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.